With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Washington, D.C.'s Performing Arts Center is getting a new name. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On several occasions this year, President Trump joked about adding his name to the Kennedy Center. But now, the name change is happening. The president's hand-picked board has voted to rename it the Trump Kennedy Center. Democrats say only Congress has the power to change the name, and that the board, who is chaired by Donald Trump, had overstepped its legal authority. Some members of the Kennedy family call the move unacceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Syria welcomes the permanent repeal of sweeping U.S. sanctions. Correspondent Charles Desma has more.
President Donald Trump, who previously lifted the penalties temporarily, signed off on the final repeal late Thursday after Congress passed it as part of the country's annual defense spending bill. Some lawmakers have pushed for making the Syrian repeal conditional on steps by the new Sunni Islamist-dominated government to protect religious minorities, among other measures.
A lot of changes underway in Syria with the fall recently of the dictator Bashar al-Assad. With Obamacare credits expiring at the end of December, President Trump is sounding skeptical about extending the subsidies, and he accused Democrats of being too cozy with health insurance companies.
And the Democrats having a hard time. They give a lot of money to the Democrats. Very little money to Republicans, by the way. A lot of money to Democrats. And they're going to have to decide, do they want to do the right thing, or do they want to be beholden to insurance companies.
And Dr. Mehmet Oz, who heads the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says Democrat claims about the Obamacare exchanges are wrong.
We have some ideas out there. Congress is working through some concepts. But I just want to emphasize that the ACAs are not imploding based on the data we just received from the federal marketplace.
This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child has shifted into high gear.
The annual Ministry of Samaritan's Purse has just opened a new 80,000-square-foot processing facility in Baltimore. Volunteers are gathered there to package up millions of shoeboxes full of gifts for kids in the third world sent in by Christians all over the U.S. The goal this year is to hand out 12 million shoeboxes, and the army of volunteers has less than a week till Christmas. The program began back in 1993, and it's been growing exponentially. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith-based films are gaining traction in Hollywood, with recent successes sparking renewed interest. Angel Studios' animated biblical film David has already exceeded $14 million in pre-sale tickets. The Chosen, popular drama about Jesus, has grossed more than $116 million domestically since Fathom Entertainment began releasing it theatrically in 2023. Studios are now recognizing the box office potential of Christian films. This is SRN News. Forget the cozy underground den or comfy nest high in the trees. Animals that navigate extreme conditions and environments are quite adept at what scientists call extreme sleep.
In recent years, tiny trackers and helmets that measure brain waves have allowed researchers to glimpse for the first time the varied and sometimes surprising ways wild animals snooze. For instance, chin-strap penguins in Antarctica sleep for seconds at a time to guard newborns. Frigate birds that soar for weeks at a time get their winks on the wing. And elephant seals spend time sleeping while diving. Rich Thomason reporting.
A new deal gives Sony 80% control of the Peanuts franchise, acquiring WildBrain's 41% stake for $457 million. The family of cartoonist Charles Schulz continues to hold 20%. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.